Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five-hour energy. Yo. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
A few people pointing out, Seth, appropriately, before you and I fall too much in love with Baker Mayfield.
What did I do?
He was wearing a Rangers World Series hat last year.
He took a shot at the Astros.
Yeah, yeah. He dropped a little drive-by comments, yeah.
I told you it's complicated, man.
It is complicated,
Baker and I, our relationship, it's like a series on HBO, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be times where, yes, did I secretly plot to have him assassinated? Sure, sure. But then we resolved our differences, and now he's an ally.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I will not turn my back on him.
No.
No. I'll never fully trust him.
No. Yeah. Every relationship has peaks and valleys, you know? And
right.
That was a valley, you know? So it is what it is. Here's Chris Strausser, the Texans offensive line coach, met with the media yesterday. If you're looking for a gauge on how big an issue the Texans offensive line is, just know that the Texans had their position coach for that group meet with the media. I thought it was a good idea. I thought it was a really good idea.
It was a good idea, and I also thought, I was surprised, because I thought when I first heard that Strausser was speaking, I figured this was the one day that all the coaches speak and all the assistant coaches speak, and it was not.
No, I was going to say, if they did, then none of the audio made it out of NRG Stadium yesterday.
Yeah.
Just Strausser. So here was Strausser. A lot of issues on the offensive line. One of them is handling stunts. This offensive line looks overwhelmed when they get stunts thrown at him. So here is Strausser on that topic.
Stunts are always a challenge. I mean, there's a reason that defenses do stunt on third down because there's some challenges with it. So to me, it all goes back to starting with just like being really good at one-on-one pass protection, because you get that done. And then the next step, the next phase is to be able to handle a stunt. And a lot of what goes into handling a stunt is the same stuff that goes into being a really good one-on-one protector. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that we know that as we've really studied, we had that extra 3 days to really kind of go back and look at some stuff and really see some stuff that consistently has shown up as issues and stuff. Again, like I said, that I need to go back and do a better job as a coach to get these guys locked into better and find a way to drill it better and make sure when we show up on Sunday that everybody's got complete confidence in what we're doing.
People were angry at this explanation.
Oh, they were?
A little
okay.
bit.
Well, yeah, I guess because it is. You never want to hear that, like, it's just the bit. At the end of the day, that answer was they need to be better pass blockers.
Yeah.
Like, it just, yeah. If only they could handle the stunts, if only they could also handle the non-stunts. That's the problem, right? Well, see, the issue, I'm glad they got mad at that, so if I could really boil that down to the basics. Hey, they're bad at stunts. Why are they bad at stunts? Because they can't do the normal stuff right
either.
They're
bad at everything. Yeah.
So whether the team is stunting or just rushing one-on-one straight up, they're not doing it all right. Yeah, that is a frustrating answer.
Yeah, I think the part of the answer was, and this is where, you know, this is where Strausser's getting penalized for going into any modicum of detail on this thing, but I think that my sense is the part where he's talking about, like, the fact that they had a long week this week actually really helped in them diagnosing some of the things they've been doing on stunts. And the reaction that I've seen from us playing that from people has been along the lines of, isn't this stuff that gets worked out in training camp?
It's week 10.
Yeah, it's week 10. What are we doing basic stuff that feels like shaking off the rust or working out the kinks stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's a lot about the offensive line right now, too. I came across this NFL Films piece that they just talk. It's about pulling offensive linemen, and it's a highlight reel basically of various offensive linemen when they're pulling, just burying people and destroying them. Now, obviously, and these are highlights pulled from like the last 20 years of football. They got Larry Allen on
here. Jim Harbaugh is doing a vignette on there, and he looks like he's 30 years old.
Yeah. So it's not like this is what it looked like every single time these guys pulled, and yet I'm struggling in my mind to remember a time when an actual offensive lineman this year was pulling and really just buried somebody. And I'm sure it's happened, and I can't remember it right now, but you don't expect it. No. I think maybe one of the most impressive pulling lineman plays was Cade Stover dumping that linebacker or safety a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was really impressive by Cade Stover. Yeah. He's a tight end.
Yeah.
So there's no part of the game right now where you feel like they're a physically punishing bunch. And that's frustrating. So that's not even on the pass protection side of things. But you know what it is on? It's on, all right, how well are you selling the play action? Mm-hmm. When some of the things the Texans will try to do now for play action is, oh, okay, they pull a guard because they do that a lot in the run game. Right, but nobody's respecting it. They can read it immediately. The whole operation just does nothing to put any kind of fear or uncertainty in the mind of the defense, and that's when teams can start teeing off on you because they just simply don't respect the offensive line.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, the other reactions we've been getting really throughout the last couple weeks, but today in particular because we're so honed in on this Lions game. And in the final segment, we'll give you some of our keys and our predictions for this game on Sunday. But there's a lot of fans going, man, it's really hard for me to watch games involving some of these other teams because I'm watching teams like just do very basic things that are allowing their quarterback to have time in the pocket. Like, that's all we're asking for. Give our quarterback 3 seconds to survey the field and find an open receiver. They're not even doing – like, you watched that game last night between the Bengals and the Ravens, and there's so much good stuff going on offensively in that game that the offensive line for the Texans just don't even – they're not even allowed to play in that store right now. You know what I mean? Like,
And that's what frustrates me, and this comes back to Bobby Slowick, is – screens, simplest thing in the world. Everybody knows it that, hey, if you're having trouble with the blitz or the pass rush, run some screens. Should be simple, right? Should be, but the Texans are awful at running screens.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot baked into that. Some is just on the inability of the offensive lineman to get out there and move in space and block. I mean, how many times this year have we seen Shaq Mason on screens get nowhere close to a guy to block?
Yeah.
Like, Shaq Mason is just lumbering around out there in space. He might as well be playing Sudoku. And he physically can't get there. Or the running back runs into Shaq Mason because he can't get out of his way fast enough.
Yeah, that's
happened. And it's not just Shaq Mason. It's just he's had some of the more glaring examples. But it's in like their tendencies and the ability of defenses to anticipate screen, they don't do any of it well. So even that little outlet to help take some heat off the quarterback, they can't do. And you look at the best teams, I'm just looking at the chart that Texans Cap sent me with screen success rate. Oh, lo and behold, you know, Baltimore, Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City, they're all up in that upper quadrant. Miami, and it makes sense because McDaniel's really good at engineering the short stuff, really good at it. And he's got some really good wide receivers that can do stuff with it. And then Tampa, another team that's surpassed expectations despite wide receiver issues, they're one of the best screen operating teams in the NFL.
Yep.
The Texans just don't operate on the same level as even the 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Not offensively right now, for sure.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here was Strouser again talking about the O-line group being a prideful group. Just know that the he that he's talking about at the beginning of this is C.J. Stroud.
We believe we got the best guy in the NFL, and our guys love playing for that guy. And just the tremendous plays that this guy makes really for us, is hugely important. And so, nobody's happy with the fact that we're struggling in pass protection right now. I mean, everybody wants to do better, starting with myself, but, everybody across the board wants to do better. And so, just like you said, it is a prideful group, and those guys care tremendously about taking care of our quarterback.
It's a prideful group. They care about taking care of their quarterback. We've talked a lot about Kenyon Green and how much of an issue that's been and how much that's, probably limiting everybody else. I think if you look at the entire group, though, and you talk about what we're saying with the screens, I think there's a huge and a central tenet of this offense is that you want to make it really difficult by the defense by virtue of all of your plays looking the same. Mm-hmm. That when you're run blocking, it looks like when you're pass blocking, or when you're pass blocking, it looks the same as when you're run blocking. You go back to that Joe Mixon Wildcat play, and they say they were trying to sell the run. I'm watching the offensive line, and I'm like, I don't know what linebacker in America is going to bite on run on that play.
Right.
There's nothing about the offensive line that looked like it was run. The guard pulled. Yep. Because it looked like one of these janky-ass play-action plays that they run where you can tell immediately that it's pass. And that's the entire operation. So that's where, I think Strouser said the things that he should be expected to say without selling his own players under the bus yesterday. But that's where it comes back on Strouser and Slowik, is that the entire operation is not functioning as a group the way the San Francisco 49ers, when they're operating this offense, look. They are not that same cohesive bunch that puts defenses in a bind.
Yeah, or even average teams. They're so far off of that right now. Text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line. Man, I was watching pass pro last night for the Bengals. I almost started crying. One play, the left guard chipped protection with the center, then switched his hips and made a complete block on the stunting tackle. It was just demoralizing.
Is there anything more infuriating than a Texans offensive lineman realizing that somebody made a mental error or he himself screwed up and they stand totally upright and become spectators?
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I wonder what will transpire. Oh, well, this is an interesting turn of events.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if they're even giving a lookout yell to CJ. do you even care to just, throw out an alarm, dial 911, something?
Something. All right, final segment coming up. Let's get you guys ready for this game. Keys to the game. Keys to a Texans victory. They are only 3.5-point underdogs, by the way. So we'll get into that, and Seth will give his prediction. I'll give my prediction as well. We will give you our final thoughts on that. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. That is next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.